Welcome to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman, the show for spiritually rooted women who are hungry for change and growth. I am your host, Natalie Warren, and my mission as a personal development strategist and inner healer is to inspire, educate, and motivate women worldwide to stop limiting themselves and settling for less than what they want and were created to be. If you are ready to transform your life by getting out of your own way, hearing your soul's voice above the noise, and activating your life's purpose, you are at the best place. Let's tune in to today's episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to episode number 30 of the Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman podcast. I'm so excited and delighted to be back with you for another edition. I am excited about today's topic because I found more recently that there are so many women that have come to me to say, Natalie, I want to launch my speaking business. I want to launch my book. I want to launch my podcast, my nonprofit. I want to launch a new line of product. So many things that women have come to me more recently to talk to me about and wanting to really move forward in their life. And I thought, you know what? Let's make this an episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. Because what I know about you, even though I don't know your name, I don't know where you are at this moment in the world, I know that you have been drawn to this podcast because you know there's something more within you and you want to awaken it. And so there are things that you're doing to create a flow, to really build into your creativeness and your intuition so that you can unlock your inner power and create endless possibilities for the life that you desire. And a part of that desire is that you want to leave an imprint in the world, that you know you were created for something that's bigger than you, and you have become or are determined to make an impact, know your value in the world, and have a positive outlook on life. I know that you are a game changer. You're a powerhouse. And so I wanted to spend some time in today's episode talking about some things that you need to keep in mind for you to launch, whatever that thing is for you. I know many of you are dreamers, you're creatives, you are intuitive, you know that there is something that has been there, or maybe it's been there and you've been moving in it, but you're ready to go to another level. In my own life, I've launched many things. I've been in the entrepreneurial space since I was 25. Started as a contractor. I was in professional school at the time. And then I remembered in 2008, I launched my private practice. Now, I will tell you, I'm not the traditional launcher. I literally was licensed 1 month and started the private practice the next. It's not typical of how it happens, but it was something that I knew I wanted to do and was ready to do. And I actually had the support to do it. Went on to launch other things. I launched my speaking business, my coaching business. I've launched books. I've launched a podcast that you're now listening to. So many different things that I've launched over time. And I've learned some things that I think are important for you also to support you, to help you to launch your idea as well. And so today we're going to talk about those things that I've learned. I want to also give you some insight on some things that could help you to really move forward, to cut the learning curve, and to be able to accelerate your own success. Giving you that blueprint to be able to do that will push you forward in this upcoming year of 2020. I'm excited because a new year always brings about a new excitement, a new perspective, and some new dreams or desires that come forth. And so in this moment, I really would encourage you to think about what is it that you want to launch? What is that thing that's been with you that maybe you've ignored, maybe you've talked yourself out of, maybe you thought it was too big or it was too soon, maybe you thought you didn't have all of the resources, all of the money, all of the support. That thing, I want you to bring it to the forefront of your mind. Many of you are authors, and maybe you have minimized either your story or you've minimized your gift that you have to write. There are many of you who are great communicators. You're great with speaking. You're great with teaching. You have an idea to launch a podcast or a radio show, or to be able to stand on stages and spread a message of inspiration, of hope, to educate others. There are many of you who have a heart for people and things that are lacking or they are in need of, and you know that nonprofit is just what your next step is. There's so many things that you could be ready to launch, but I really want you to put it in the forefront of your mind. And then we're going to talk about some of the things, some of the most important things that I believe I found in my own journey that I would want to share with you. I'm sharing this with you because I just feel like I, even in my own life, am at a pivotal point, a pivotal moment in me moving in a direction that's going to propel me into destiny. And I believe the same for you, which is why I want to share this. First thing I'm going to say to you, these things are not in any order. But the first thing in order for you to launch whatever that thing is for you is you've got to get out of your head. You have spent way too much time thinking, trying to figure it out, trying to piece it together, trying to get all of the answers. So the truth is, you'll never have all of the answers. You'll never have perfect conditions, that you never will have all of the pieces that you think you need. It just doesn't happen that way. A lot of the times in my own journey, what I've found is that those steps are revealed as I've taken them. Those steps are revealed as I'm taking them. And I can't even explain to you how some things just happened. It was just aligned. It was just divine. And I could see it as I was going along, but I never would have seen it had I not gotten started. And so really being able to get out of your head thinking that you even have to be perfect, that I have to have a certain degree or a certification or a training or sit and do this or have this, that doesn't necessarily mean that you need that to get moving. So we're really talking about you launching is really about moving forward. So the first thing that I really want you to focus on is to get out of your own head. Getting out of your own head also is really about getting out of the fear-based thinking. We spend a lot of our thoughts on fears, fears of the unknown, fears of success, fears of worry, fears of judgment, fears of rejection, fears of not being enough. There's so many fears, fears of making a mistake. And understanding the importance of fear, it has a place, but it does not have to paralyze you. It doesn't have to stop you, that you can actually use it to move forward. The next thing I would caution you to do, that I would challenge you to do, is to really follow what I call the whispers. There are so many divine downloads that you're getting, that you're underestimating, this idea that pops into your head, that you go, oh, I don't know if that ever will happen. That seems very far-fetched. I don't know anybody who's ever done that. Those small whispers that you get could very well be the thing you need to do to move. I was talking to someone not that long ago, and she was sharing that she was tired of where she was in her job, and she knew it was time to move and change, but she just wasn't sure what. So I believe, as I'm talking with you, if you spent time listening to any of the podcasts, I believe that the answers that you need are already within you. And that's why I want to awaken you to the truth of who you really are. And so what I thought to do would be most helpful for her was to really challenge her to tell me what she did know. To tell me what she did know. And as I'm shifting her out of this place of unknown, this place of uncertainty, she goes to tell me about a program. A program that she's been eyeing for about 3 years that really could set her up to move into her next. And I thought to myself, okay, so what are we doing? When is this program enrolled? When is the next enrollment for the program? And what needs to happen for you to get in the program? She proceeds to tell me that the program deadline is about a month away from our conversation. I knew in that moment that was the whisper, the whisper that maybe she had been ignoring, that she wasn't really wanting to surrender to, or she talked herself out of, or she said, I don't have the money or the time, or whatever that thing was. But she wasn't following that whisper. And this is 3 years that she's been eyeing a program. So she probably thought I was going to tell her something grand in regards to her next steps. What I said to her is, I want you to apply for that program. I want you to find out what needs to happen for you to be a part of the program. And she said, well, I already know I need to have this, this, and this. And I've already talked to these individuals. And I said, I want you to apply. Because what I know is, when you're in a position, when you've been giving something to launch, and I'm talking to you specifically because you have a knowing that you are here to impact the world, that I knew that idea was already within her, but she had somehow talked herself out of it. And in that, I said to her, apply, and I'm going to follow back up with you in 2 weeks, and I want you to tell me what has happened. Because sometimes following those whispers, following that small, still voice, following that fleeting, what you think is just a fleeting thought, could very well lead you in the next step of your launch. The next step, which is the third thing I want to encourage you with, which I have learned, is all that you need to launch is the next best step. Many of you think you're going to get the map and it's going to say, here is where you are and here's you want to be and here are all the in-betweens. That's not what life looks like often. What I've learned in my own journey, and it has been quite a journey, is that you're only going to get the next best step. It's almost like your GPS system. We have an internal GPS system. And I oftentimes, when I first got my GPS system, was in rebellion mode. I don't know if you can relate, but I was in rebellion mode because I wanted to know every step, every turn, exactly before I got there. When I left the house, I wanted to know it all. And as I learned and as I've grown, as I've matured, not just with my physical GPS in my car, I've learned to trust my own internal GPS system and know when I get close enough to where I need to make the next move, I'll get the next direction. That is the next thing for you. It's really about figuring out what's the next best step. What's the next best step? And that could be very simple. Don't make it very difficult. Don't make it very hard. It could just be an email that you send out. It could be a website that you go on. It could be a conversation that you have. It could be a post that you put out there. It could just very well be the next best step for you. And taking that step could lead you down a path. I'll give you an example from my own life. I put out a year before I started this podcast, we're on episode number 30, but I put out there a year before, I think I'm considering having a podcast. What would you guys want content on? What would you want to talk about? I left it alone. I literally left it alone. I wake up one night, this is probably January of 2019. And I said, I go on Facebook, not looking for anything. I couldn't sleep at the time. And I find this post. I literally found this post. I don't even know how. That said they were looking for podcasters. And I followed the link, had a conversation, and the rest was history. I say that because the next best step was revealing itself as I was moving along. And that's what I want you to remember as you are moving into launching whatever that thing is for you, that all you need is the next best step. What I would offer you is another important piece in launching is to make sure you're surrounded with people who motivate and inspire you. There are some people that with no intention of ill will towards you may very well talk you out of what you're wanting to launch. That could be because they don't understand it. They have their own fears, their own issues. They've never seen it done. So sometimes it's not that they are wanting to say anything to discourage you. They don't know what to say. And that's okay. But surrounding yourself with other people who can motivate and inspire you could very well be the thing that gets you going. they also would be helpful in helping you to talk yourself into the things that you really want and not allowing your own limiting beliefs to stop you. We all have limiting beliefs. There's simply any belief that limits us. It's the belief that I can't do X because of Y. And when you're around other people, they'll question some of those beliefs. They'll challenge some of those thoughts and cause you to open yourself up to say, I've never thought of it that way. You know what? I'm glad you brought that to my attention. I don't even know why I was thinking this way. It really becomes helpful to have that around you, because that is going to be so important in you launching your idea, having someone who will motivate and inspire you. And the other pieces about people that you want around you is having someone who's done it or who's doing it and who gets it. I've been in this entrepreneurial space for a while, and it's difficult to explain to some people what it's like. It can be a roller coaster ride. Like, literally, you can be so excited because something is happening, and then the next minute, something doesn't work out, and you're up and down, and business can go through different seasons throughout the year. The trends throughout the, you know, different businesses and areas of business, there's so many things. It can feel very lonely. And so the other thing that I would want you to do in my own journey of learning this is to work on your own emotional intelligence. I did a podcast recently on emotional intelligence, so refer back to that. But emotional intelligence is essentially your ability to control, to manage, to verbalize your own emotions and how they are also in others. And in that, having that emotional intelligence and high emotional intelligence is important for you in launching whatever it is, because it can be a lot. It can be a lot with you having self-regulation of your own emotions, a lot about understanding empathy for yourself as well as others, keeping up with that motivation that you need when things are tough, when things are challenging, when things aren't working out the way you wanted them to. Building that emotional intelligence will really help you, support you to launch whatever that thing is for you. And I want to hear from you. So go ahead when you're listening to this podcast and put in the comments about what it is that you want to launch, because I really want to hear from you and I really want to support you with launching it. The next thing that I would encourage you to do, and again, these are in no specific order, is to trust yourself. There's nothing that kills a dream more, I believe, than anything is doubt. And doubting yourself, doubting your abilities, doubting whether you can handle it, doubting whether it will be too much, doubting what people like it, like you, all of that is stuff that takes you back to the first one, which I said is get out of your head. But trusting yourself and knowing that you will probably not get everything right, that you're going to make a ton of mistakes. And some of those mistakes may feel like failures. But if you're able to learn from them, they aren't showing up to punish you. They're showing up to grow you up. Recently I've realized that I've been burned so many times with doing things a different way in the business that I am so adamant about doing it another way. And not only am I adamant about doing it another way, I am adamant about teaching other women entrepreneurs in the space that I do it in how to do it another way. How to do it another way. And that has been so important to me. And even learning to trust myself, trust how I feel, trust what I'm thinking, trust that I'm feeling resistance. But why am I feeling resistance? Just knowing myself enough to know what's happening. Trusting that that thought that I had was just a thought and I don't have to hold on to it, that I can release it. There's so many pieces of that. But launching is really about you trusting yourself and knowing yourself and loving yourself. And if you find that you're in a place that you maybe have made a mistake, learning that it was just a mistake and it's a mistake, but getting back up and getting back in there and really, really doing what needs to be done so that you can launch and be successful in it. Another step that I think is so important, and I've learned these things on my own journey, is to always, always, always be in a position where you're grateful and learn to surrender. Gratitude and surrender is so important, even as you're launching. Gratitude is about really being thankful and finding those things that are probably right in front of your nose to be thankful for. It's such an energy shifter and is so powerful because it really changes the vibration about where you are and what you attract. The other piece to the gratitude that I mentioned is surrender. Surrender control. Surrender what we call the illusion of control. We often fight for control that we don't have, and then we are anxious to try to get it back when we really never had it. And as you're launching, I want you to learn to surrender control. Control on how you want things to work, how you want the outcome of things to be, and really just allowing things to unfold, which can be challenging because there's this level of surrender, which is about allowing and receiving, can be very scary. But what I found in my journey is I released the idea of control, the illusion of control. There was something that came to me, whether it was an idea, a person, that helped me to move beyond that point. And I challenge you to do the same. Because as you're surrendering, what it also helps you to do is to release the incredible pressure that you could be putting on yourself. I learned that another way. I had this idea that wanted to launch my book and I wanted it to be at this certain time. And as I was going through the process, there were things that I didn't account for. It was the first time I'd ever done it, so I wouldn't have been able to account for it. And I realized I needed to release. I needed to surrender this timing that I put on it. And I did. And it opened up an opportunity for me to have a book launch that I didn't even have to pay for. It was taken care of. And I'm so thankful that that was because the timing of it, it just worked out that way. And had it been at a different time that I launched the book, I may have missed that opportunity to sell out my book at that particular event. And so I just think about, for you, I really want you to be mindful of the timing and releasing the timing, and also detach from the outcome. Yes, that I am definitely a planner and I like to see things happen in a certain way, but I always leave room for things to go away maybe that I didn't expect. I do that a lot when I host events. I have a schedule and I like things to go this way, but I'm always leaving room for things to flow, and I'm detaching from the outcome to say that it has to come this way, because there may be a better way that I could have never thought of that could take me into a place that I really wanted to be. I have shared with you some of the, what I think have been most of the important and vital pieces of launching, the many things that I've done over the years. And I just know that many of you are at a place that you're ready to launch. You're ready to move forward. And maybe you don't have all the pieces. Maybe you don't know how to do it. Maybe you're questioning yourself. Maybe some of these points that I said, you're like, oh, Natalie, you are so talking to me. I hope that I am, because that was my intention. And I really want to support you. So make sure you go to my website and look at opportunities where I can be of greater support to you. So you can go to nataliewarren.com if you are ready to launch. I also invite you to join our Facebook group. I have expanded the business to go into Powerhouse Women Leaders. Powerhouse Women Leaders. And I'll make sure the links are in the bottom of this podcast to really support you, be around other women who are also powerhouses, who are also stepping into their next, and they are there to support you as well. You have an amazing day. I have enjoyed sharing with you in this episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. I will see you in the next episode. Until then, bye for now. Thanks for listening to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman.
If you liked our show and want to know more, check us out at www.awaken2power.com. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, and we would love to hear your feedback. Join us next week for another episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman.